And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of January, 2017. It was on this day, 1643, the first legal divorce recorded in the American colonies was finalized. Anne Clark of the Massachusetts Bay Colony had petitioned for divorce from her estranged and adulterous husband, Dennis Clark, who admitted to abandoning his wife and two children for another woman, and so the divorce was granted. It's the birthday of the poet W.D. Snodgrass, William DeWitt Snodgrass, Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, 1926, who in the early 50s began to write poems about his marriage, which was falling apart. His book Heart's Needle came out in 1959. His first book won the Pulitzer Prize, and he was considered one of the founders of confessional poetry, though he did not like the term, poets writing openly about their personal lives. It's the birthday of the Kenyan author Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, born in Limuru, Kenya, in 1938, wrote the first East African novel written in English. It was Weep Not, Child, based on his family's troubles during the Mau Mau uprising. He was sent to prison for writing a political play, I Will Marry When I Want. 5 years later, he was about to return home when he found out that the Moi dictatorship in Kenya was plotting to kill him, and so he went into exile, eventually settled in the United States. Has written a couple of memoirs since, Dreams in the Time of War, about growing up outside of Nairobi, and Birth of a Dream Weaver, A Writer's Awakening, about his university days in Uganda. It's the birthday of Stella Gibbons, born 1902, in London, author of many novels, short stories, best known for her novel Cold Comfort Farm, a satire of romance novels. And it's the birthday of the Italian novelist Umberto Eco, born 1932, Alessandria, Italy, a scholar who wrote a murder mystery set in a 14th-century monastery that became a big bestseller in 1980, The Name of the Rose. Even though it was filled with biblical references and discussions of Christian theology and heresies, and it was set in the 14th century. Umberto Eco's other books included The Prague Cemetery and his novel Foucault's Pendulum, which took him 8 years to write, came out in 1988. Here's a poem for today by W.D. Snodgrass, Looking. What was I looking for today? All that poking under the rugs, peering under the lamps and chairs, going from room to room that way, forever up and down the stairs like someone stupid with sleep or drugs. Everywhere I was wrong. I started turning the drawers out. Then I was staring in at the icebox door, wondering if I'd been there long, wondering what was I looking for. Later on, I think I went back again. Where did the rest of the time go? Was I down cellar? I can't recall finding the light switch or the last place I've had it or how I'd know I didn't look at it and go past or whether it's what I want at all. Looking, a poem by W.D. Snodgrass from his selected poems, 1957 to 1987, published by Soho Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.